congratulations first. Can you go through this match a little bit, because there were a lot of ups and downs, and you come through at the end, but it looked like a huge struggle for you at the end.
Yeah, I did not play on the level that I intended before the match. There were parts of the match where I, you know, stepped in and played a game that I needed to play, but parts of the match where I played too defensive and allowed him to dictate the play from the baseline, and he has a great depth in his shots, and once he has a control of the rally, it's very difficult to play against him. So it's very emotional, very tense, as it always is against a top player in semifinals of Grand Slam. Of course, judging by the last two matches we played here in Australian Open last 2 years, we could expect something like that, five setter. So the battle was great, and there was no different this year from the previous 2 years in terms of fighting from both sides. And the only difference was that the fifth set went completely my way, but again it was a tight first opening game of the fifth set where he had some breakpoint opportunities, missed an easy ball. So yeah, I mean, a couple of points decide a winner in this particular matches when you're playing for Grand Slam final, and I can say I'm glad. Of course, I'm happy and satisfied to go through, and I'm proud of the fighting spirit that I had. But the level of performance was not where I wanted it to be.
Now, when Jim Courier spoke to you after the match, he said, "Did you have any physical issues?" And you said, "Yes," but then you sort of talked tactics rather than going into how you were feeling.
No, it was. I mean, yes, in terms of, I think it was more, it's mental in a way, because once you back up and start playing defensively, you spend a lot of energy, and he was the one that was dictating the rallies. There was no question about it. So that's where some points of the match I did struggle physically, to recover for the next one, because I run a lot and he was getting a lot of balls back in play. I didn't have many free points on the first serve as I did throughout the tournament, so that was a significant change. But nothing that will worry me. I'm sure that I'll be fit and ready for finals.
No, is it hard to keep your concentration and positivity when the level of play is much below where you want it to be?
Of course, it's you have days when things aren't going your way. I thought the first set was pretty solid. Second set, not so much. The third again, I had my moments and made a break in the fourth, and I felt like I have him on the ropes, and I felt that this is the moment where I need to, step in and capitalize on the opportunities and consolidate the break. But I haven't. I made a break and two love in the fourth, and lost my serve again right away. Had love four in the next game, haven't used those opportunities, and he was back in the match. And this is what happens if you're not using the opportunities 1, 2, 3, 4. The player like Stan, with the immense quality that he has and power in his game, will get the best out of you, and that's why the match was that match went to the fifth set, and after that I thought the crucial turning point in the fifth set was for opening few games, 2 or 3 games. That's when I felt a little bit more relaxed and not as pressured from his side.
Did you feel different coming into this with how classic and epic the last two matches here were? I mean, knowing that you had to live up to that sort of standard of play and entertainment this time around, didn't that put a different sort of
I'm sure everybody who came to watch the match live and who watched it on TV were expecting a five set match. That's what we deliver for them. There was no, of course, it was not intentional from our side to play five sets, I'm sure. Very few details, very few points, very few shots can decide a winner of these matches, and that's what happened tonight.
Novak, you see the crucial moments were the first games of the fifth set.
Yeah.
But when he had the break point on the first game of the fifth set. What was going through your mind? Were you really worried, or?
Well, I was playing on the side that is against the wind, so it was harder to play on that side, and it was a long game, and he missed one backhand that was not difficult for him to make, but he missed it on the break point, and I was just, you know, hoping and trying to stay in the moment and focus on the next point and trying to win that game. I knew that it's if I do hold my serve, that it's going to give me a lot of confidence for the rest of the set, and that's what happened.